As promised, we've got a live in-studio guest, very exciting, very interesting person, Rabbi Menachem Nissel. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hi, everybody.
I'm going to just introduce you very briefly, because if I went into the full biography, you know, we'd have to stay after seven. But that's okay. Rabbi Nissel is a renowned speaker who's inspired thousands throughout the world. He's a widely published author, and this includes the highly acclaimed Rigshe Lev, Women and Tefillah. He's a senior lecturer for Ner Le'elef, which is a Jewish leadership training institution, and he teaches in yeshivas and seminaries in Jerusalem. He's the senior educator for NCSY, which is a popular worldwide youth group. Rabbi, we're really honored to have you today. You're here in South Africa for how long?
Well, first of all, I have literally just come off the plane.
Wow.
A few hours ago, I was in Addis Ababa. And
oh, okay.
It's so exciting to be back here. I've not been here for 18 years.
That's too long.
Yeah, indeed. And it's good to be back to the beloved country once again. And I'm just excited because over here, I'm here to work really hard. I think I'm speaking about 10 times.
Wow.
And then I'm going over to Cape Town over the week after the weekend. So it's just exciting to be able to share the Torah and the thoughts from the land of Israel. I'm originally from England with a little twist of American. So those of you who are trying to figure out my accent, it's a little twisted. I apologize.
All right. It sounds, you know, it's Shades of My Fair Lady and Henry Higgins. Can you identify where the rabbi's from based on the accent?
There we go. Okay. The rain in Spain.
Yes. So you are giving 10 talks over essentially the next 5 days, and then you go down to Cape Town and you'll be presenting more.
Indeed. I tell you, basically, I'm just going to say right out, I'm 58 years old, but I have a Peter Pan personality. I really love being with kids. I love meeting people from all different stripes and different people. It's just, I like to have fun, and I talk about whatever I think people find interesting. So my list of topics is just completely varied from thing to thing to thing. For example, tonight I'm going to be speaking Love Secrets from the Garden of Eden. And here I'm coming in as an agenda because I'm revisiting relationships from the viewpoint of being a grandfather. And it's just an interesting thing for those of you who are listening and from my age group. This is sort of the middle-aged chevre, the people that are out there. I teach teenagers, and I also teach people that are straight out of high school. And this year I came out with an absolutely shocking revelation. And I told this to my students who are dating the other gender or what have you. And I said to them, do you realize that if you're planning on having a happy marriage, most of your marriage life, you will be a grandparent?
Oh, wow.
Okay, so this makes people stop and think. I said, okay, let's make the calculation very simple. You want to get married by 25? Yeah, okay. You have kids by 26. So
Please, your kids
will get married when you're 50. Now, you're not planning on dying when you turn 75. So that's basically you're going to be a grandparent with your beloved spouse. For most of your married life, most of your married life, you will be together with that person being granny, as I think you had to say, granny and grandpa. So it actually changes the way that you look in a relationship because you need to invest heavily when you're young for those awesome, incredible years. And it's my opinion that if you have a great marriage, so those years, empty nest, where you're taking care of the grandkids, but most of the time it's just you and your beloved. If you have a great marriage, you are already your first step into the Garden of Eden. If you have a lousy marriage, then you're your first step to, let's not talk about this here live in radio. But the bottom line is, if you've invested in those early years, then you have made yourself the best deal of the century, the most incredible investment you can ever imagine. So tonight, I'm going to talk about, from the classic story of Adam and Eve, what can we learn from that story that is basically going to help us in our younger years when we invest in relationships, building them, to make sure that when we get older and those years, those beautiful years, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond, should be a little taste of heaven. Now, what I'm going to be saying, I will not tell you because
you have to show up and listen.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to give away my secrets. But the bottom line is that whatever your choice is in how to make a marriage work, you know that involves hard work and investment and a complete and total grounding in reality. and self-knowledge, awareness of who the person you're with, and so on and so forth. These things, your mother taught this to you, but you have to actually do it and invest in it in those years when you're building relationships.
And that is happening tonight, Rabbi. And for our listeners who I think are obviously champing at the bit and want to hear you live and in the flesh, where and what time is this all happening?
Okay, so this is not part of my job description to know where my driver is taking me. But if I'm not mistaken, it's the gentleman who is bringing me in is called Alan Zerberg. And the place is called The Base,
yep. Right?
The B-A-S-E, which I think is a play on the Hebrew word bay, which means a home.
That's right.
And the actual address is going to be 32 Sunny Road.
That's right.
I love the names of roads in South Africa. Sunny Road. It's just, you just want to be there. Everyone wants to be in Sunny Road.
Everyone does. The Base, yeah. Most of our listeners will know Sunny Road. That's in Glen Hazel. And what time is that, Rabbi?
The class is going to be at 8 o'clock this evening.
Wonderful. 8 o'clock at The Base. It sounds amazing. If I were not going to Sheva Brochas, I would be there to listen to you.
Paul, tell me the truth. Where are you going tonight?
I'm going to Sheva Brochas.
You're going to party. I know.
Well, it is a party. Sheva Brochas is always a party. Tell us a bit more. I mean, that's just one talk. You've whetted our appetites. You've piqued our interest. What else will you be talking about?
So, I work with teens. And I just a little secret over here. I do not know the South African youth as well as I know the British and North American youth. But from a little bit I've seen from Israel, that they're all suffering from the same challenges of being overwhelmed. In United States of America, every fifth kid has anxiety, every 20th has depression. I can't imagine the statistics over here are that far behind. No. It's probably a little bit better, but I know the challenges that they're going through. I am doing whatever I can in my own teeny weeny little way to try and stem the tide, to try and empower teens to, number one, feel good about themselves, and number two, the way to do it is to have a vision. So whenever I can, I try and tell kids to think about the big picture. Life is not just about the basic thing that teens do, which is number one, they're on the phone, and number two, they're doing homework. Stop, find time for yourselves, and think about the big picture. So for example, tomorrow night, I'm giving a class called The Heroes, that bring the Mashiach. Mashiach is just the Hebrew version for the Jewish Messiah. And the basic idea is that when the whole world is going crazy and everything's going downstream and you want to swim upstream, you have to step back and ask yourself, how can little me make a meaningful impact on the world around me? The moment you've asked that question, in that question itself, you've made your first step to taking away anxiety, taking away frustration, to feel good about yourself, because everyone has something to give over. And even if you don't, if you subscribe to those people who are the little heroes that are making their own small little differences, if you are proud to be part of them, that itself makes you feel excited about what you're doing with your own life, that you're part of this winning team. So what I do is, tomorrow night, we're going to identify different small things that people can do to make their own little impact on the world around them. Then the climax of why I'm here, besides obviously the sightseeing and getting to see the lions once again. And the climax of what I'm doing over here is going to be this weekend. So I'm joining what's called the Kollel Shabbaton. And this community is bringing me in. And there is something that's extraordinary. And you say the Africans should be proud of yourself. Because the Brits don't do this. The Americans don't do this. The idea of a community taking time out to be with each other over a weekend in a beautiful place, to be able to step back and ask, what can we do as a community to build ourselves to the next level, is something incredible. Or as we say, where I was last week in Spain, increíble.
It is just
something amazing. And so I'm happy to be part of that, to be a little cog in this wheel, to try and make an impact so that the community as a whole can ask big questions of what can we do to make the world into a better place.
Wow, that's a big itinerary and some really meaty, interesting, uplifting, and inspirational talk.
But you notice that everything I'm saying, everything, all my different topics, they all have that common thread. And that is, if you feel that you're getting up in the morning with a plan, that you're doing something that is meaningful for yourself, so then everything else falls into place. And then you can go and give a class in Sunny Road, where everything is sunny and sunshines and butterflies and unicorns with multicolored rainbow colors and everything is just perfect if your attitude when you wake up in the morning is that little me has what to say and little me has what to do here in this huge, vast universe.
Well, I'm certainly feeling inspired, Rabbi. Before we let you go, I've got a number here. I'm not sure if it's the right one. It won't be
my wife's.
No, I should. No, it doesn't seem to say that.
She'll probably tell me that I've been eating too much.
Wives. Necessary, not always inspirational. If any of our listeners want to get hold of you or want to hear more about the itinerary or want more information, the number I have here, I'm not sure. I can give it out. Are there any other contact details you can give us?
Actually, here in the studio, to my left, is a very handsome man by the name of David Blumenthal. Yes. And he's kind of like my manager for this South African trip over here. So, you know, everyone has their, like, entourage. So I'm bringing out my inner Miley Cyrus and just surrounding myself with good, powerful, handsome people. And he is, as we're speaking now, deciding which number he's going to give so he doesn't have to get into problem with the local security people. And the number is 082-384-6743. Let me say that once again. 082-384-6743, and David will plug you into my exciting itinerary, and do me a favor, if you actually come because of Chai FM, come along, say hello to me, and I will give you a free Chai FM t-shirt. This is something incredible, yes. And you will have earned it.
Yes, and as a proud owner of a Chai FM t-shirt, two t-shirts, they're really great. It's a definite status symbol.
Paul, bless you, and continue to do all the wonderful things that you're doing. And this radio station is just a pure living legend. Keep it going and do all the great things that's going on over here.
Amen. Rabbi Menachem Nissel, in South Africa, in Joburg until Sunday evening and then jetting off to Cape Town. Do catch him if you can. He's amazing. If you want more information, you can phone or SMS Alan Blumenthal on 082-384-6743.